Ranch, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Pro-Palestinian protests continue at almost 50 U.S. colleges and universities. Some of them are encampments. The University of Southern California is one of those locations. Students reestablished their encampment Saturday after authorities cleared it out last week. USC students not involved in the protests say
there is like a level of frustration for us. It's kind of inconvenient to have the campus closed and to not be able to get to certain places.
There were protesters that greeted attendees at the White House Correspondents Association dinner in Washington. President Biden spoke. He poked fun at his age and his likely opponent in November, former President Donald Trump. Trump's criminal hush money trial continues on Tuesday. Authorities in Oklahoma say a four-month-old child was killed in Saturday night's tornado. Nearly 120 tornadoes have been reported in the Midwest since Friday. The death toll at two now in Oklahoma. This is ABC News.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Women in politics are reporting a spike in threats and harassment. Mike Moan reports.
The Brennan Center for Justice recently issued findings that detail the threatening behavior those in the political arena are experiencing now. Women were 3 to 4 times as likely as men to experience abuse targeting their gender. Erin Velarde of the advocacy and assistance group Vote Run Lead says this creates more unfairness in areas such as resource planning for a campaign.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Ann Velarde says because of the worsening climate, the threats are extending to almost all other candidates, including conservative white men. She and other researchers call on party leaders to strongly condemn political violence. They also recommend that each state implement stronger protection for office holders. And Velarde says it's not just women candidates and incumbents having to deal with this behavior. Women working as top aides and political journalists are subject to more hateful rhetoric these days.
This is something that permeates women in politics, not just for the folks that are stepping up to lead, but for the ecosystem of women around them.
And if more women decide not to run or seek re-election as a result, Velarde says this means there will be fewer opportunities for gender equality in leadership positions in state legislatures and Congress. She urges constituents to send messages of support to women office holders as they weigh these challenges and their political futures. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Yankees crushed the Brewers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a long night for the crew. The Yankees beat the Brewers at AmFam Field last night 15-3. Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton, all with home runs. Milwaukee starting pitcher Joe Ross giving up the first 7 runs in 5 innings. NBA, more bad news for the Bucks. Damian Lillard doubtful. An MRI shows he has a strained Achilles. Expected not to play in Game 3 tonight in Indy. The Pacers lead the series 2-1. NFL, the Packers add 11 more players in the draft, including Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt, who got a call last night in the 7th round, just getting out of the pool when the call came through.
What's up, man? How you doing? I'm doing well. I'm here with all my family and friends.
Yes, sir.
Well, get your jackets.
Green Bay.
That's Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers will develop, especially in the mid to late afternoon hours. Plenty of clouds, plenty of wind as well. Northeast winds gusting between 20 and 25, and highs reaching the mid-40s. For tonight, rain will continue, and our winds will stay breezy. Right now, it's 40.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
Everybody, it's Lou Regani and the Music of the Stars on the air. All the way till noon, Central. If I say the word Ethel Merman, what are you going to say? I'd say, oh yeah, I saw her in Airplane, 1980. And indeed you did. Legendary entertainer. Always associated with great Hollywood and Broadway songs. Everybody's taste, let's be honest. Real name Ethel Zimmerman, born in Astoria, New York. Make money, she went to college and became a secretary, and at night singing in local nightclubs. And a producer, Vinton Friedley, there at the Paramount Theater in Brooklyn. Put her in the Gershwin show in Girl Crazy, 1930. First song, I Got Rhythm. No, I'm not going to play that. For just a month after her 75th birthday. The Music of the Stars. Ethel Merman and Irving Berlin's music.
Hey, something in my ear, and it's awful nice to hear. But I guess that you would like to hear the whole story of what's in my ear. What does my heart most desire? What am I craving for? To set my feet on fire and a ballroom floor. In the winter, in the summer, in the spring or fall, in the morning, in the evening, any time at all. An ear full of music, an arm full of you, a soul full of rhythm, who could ever be blue? A room full of dancers, with still room for two. My mind full of dance time, and dancing with you. Now I don't care if the sun goes down, if the sky is blue or black. I just know I'm going to town, and I'm coming back with tango. Would you like to waltz? Would you like to karaoke? Would you like to start a riot, turn in somersault? Would you care to shim sham? Would you like to strut? I don't care what we do, for I am more than satisfied as long as you are by my side, as long as the band plays hot hidey hey hey. Red hot, I got an ear full of music and an arm full of you, so full of red hot rhythm, who could ever be blue? Full of dances, squeeze a little room for two. My mind is full of rhythm when I'm dancing with you. I don't care if the sky is blue, red, yellow, gray, or black. I just know that I'm going to town. Brother, I am coming back with an ear full of music and an arm full of you. So full of red hot rhythm, who could ever be?
Anniversary. Looking for a brand new vehicle for Judy Garland. completed exactly 80 years ago this month. Meet me in St. Louis. Big budget picture for MGM. Made a lot of money. For a lot of years, I was one of MGM's largest grossing movies. Vincent Minnelli, preeminent musical director. And the music of the stars with the great songs.
Meet me in St. Louis, Louis, meet me at the... Don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there. We will dance the hoochie-coochie, I will be your tootsie-wootsie. Meet me in St. Louis, Louis.
Meet me in St. Louis. I'll be out in a minute, Agnes. Meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there. We coochie, coochie, coochie. We'll be a shootsie wootsie. If you'll meet me in St. Louis, Louis, meet me in the fair. La 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 la. La 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 la. Any place but there. La 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 la.
I will be your tootsie wootsie if you will meet me in St. Louis.
That's Harry Davenport along with Judy, and you can barely hear Judy there, but that was Joan Carroll, who you remember from The Bells of St. Mary. Well, here's one of the big songs, The Boy Next Door. This is Judy at her very best, Hugh Martin, Ralph Blaine. On the music of the stars. The Civic Media Radio Network.
The moment I saw him smile, he was just my style. My only regret is we've never met, though I dream of him all the while. But he doesn't know I exist. No matter how I may persist, to see there's no hope for me, though I live at 5135 Kensington Avenue, and he lives at 5133. How can I ignore the boy next door? I love him more. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and he never sees me glance his way. And though I'm heart sore, the boy next door, affection adore him, so I can't ignore him, the boy next.
Martin, Ralph Blaine. Now, I got to tell you about Ralph Blaine. Hugh Martin insisted all the time that he was the one, Hugh Martin, who wrote all the lyrics here, although Ralph Blaine got credit. He insisted that all his life. And there was a song that you remember. Have Yourself, remember that? Well, a Merry Little Christmas? Well, those aren't the original lyrics. Wait till you hear them. Get this. They're dreamed up by Hugh Martin. A very different feeling than you remember. It was, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It may be your last. No, I'm serious. And it goes on to say, next year, we may all be living in the past. Judy said, I'm not singing that. Too depressing. And if I have to sing them, I'll be crying. And they'll think I'm some kind of a monster or whatever. Well, Hollywood said, you know what? She's right. I want something more upbeat, so they changed it to the lyrics, remember. The music of the stars. Hardly anybody knows that song. And Hugh Martin lived past 100. What a guy. And what many gifts he gave us.
We walk on every city street. We walk in lanes where branches meet. And stars send down their blessings from the blue. We go through storms of doubt and fear, and so we walk from year to year, believing in each other as we do. Bravely marching forward to fight. Same dream in their eyes. Songs and kings and many things have their day and are gone. But boys and girls like you
here's the one you remember.
We walk on every...
No, that's not it. Here it is. Yeah, here we go. Meet me in St. Louis 80 years ago this month.
With the brake, thump, 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 with my heartstrings. collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high up on my head. I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With this light brown derby and this bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. The trolley, ding, 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 went the bell, zing, 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 went my heart strings from the moment I saw him I fell. Chug, 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 went the motor, bump, 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 went the brake, thump, 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 went my heart strings, when he smiled I could feel a car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the universe reels.
Bye. trees. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name.
Swing, brand new album. Hugh Martin. Here's Hugo Winterhalter.
Count every star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly. For that's how many times I miss you. Heaven knows I miss. Every leaf on a willow tree.
star.
The dawn is filled with dreams, so many dreams. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which dream of all the dreams, when there's a dream for every star, and there are, oh, so many stars, so many. Songs, so many songs. Which one is mine? One must be right for me. Which song of all the songs, when there's a song for every star, and there are, oh, so many stars, so many stars. Oh, the countless days, the endless nights that I have searched, so many eyes, so many hearts, so many smiles. Which one to choose? Which way to go? How can I tell? How will I know? Out of, oh, so many stars, so many stars. Songs, when there's a song for every star, which one to choose, which way to go, how can I tell, how will I know, out of, oh, so many stars, so many stars. So many stars, 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 so many stars. Stars.
Great tune written by the Bergmans, Alan and Marilyn. Speaking of stars, Steve Lawrence. The music of the star on the Civic Media Radio Network.
How many stars have to shine and fade away? How many years do I have? When will the dreams that I keep dreaming all night through become reality like some dreams do? Oh, how many raindrops must fall and kiss the ground? How many times must the earth go round and will the roses bloom? When will the robins sing and change the winter in my heart to spring, to that heavenly moment when you say you're mine?
Steve Lawrence. Here's Judy Garland, 1963. The Music of the Star.
You know, some of the most beautiful poetry ever written in America can be found in the lyrics of our popular songs. One of the most outstanding examples can be found in a song called Lost in the Stars. Maxwell Anderson's lyric attempts to explain the universe and its creation to a small child in the simplest of terms, and I think you'll find his words to be as inspired and as touching as I always have. Before Lord God made the sea and the land, he held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand, and one little star.
Sometimes it seems
star.
Judy Garland, 1963, and Doris Day. Sammy Fain, Paul Francis Webster.
I speak to the stars in a sky full of wonder, in a world full of magic. It may be they can hear what my heart is thinking of. Speak to the stars, and I ask them to tell me, am I making a blunder? Is this just an illusion, or is it really love?
So Leith Stevens Orchestra.
Stars, they come and go. They come fast or slow. They go like the last light of the sun, all in a blaze. And all you see is glory. Hey, but it gets lonely there. When there's no one here to share, we can shake it away. If you'll hear a story, athletes in a game, we break our collarbones and come up swinging. Some of us are downed, some of us are crowned, some are lost and never found. cafes and music halls. They always come up singing. Stars, they come and go. They come fast or go like the last light of the sun, all in a blaze. And all you see is glory. But most have seen it all. They live their lives in sad cafes and music halls. They always have a story.
Thank you.
Stars. Stand by for Columbia Broadcasting System News on the Civic Media Radio Network, the music of the stars. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.